At the moment, I think it's about 2/3 of Australian adults are overweight or obese, and about a quarter of children.
And how does our weight as a baby play into that? Is there any link at all?
Yeah, there's quite a strong link between weight as a baby and then weight as a child. And then your weight as a child tends to track into your weight status as an adult. So there is a strong link between, you know, your weight status in early life and then what you like in it in later life.
So basically, if you are a bit leaner as a child, you're more likely to be leaner as an adult.
Yes, it's not, you know, a direct, it's not that everyone who's overweight as a child will be an overweight adult, but there's definitely a relationship.
I know you're about to look at a study to see how babies regulate how much they eat. Do babies naturally overeat?
Well, what we know is that when babies are born, they're quite good at what we call regulating their intakes. So they're, you know, they sort of balance their energy intake with their output. So, for example, there's studies of really young babies, about 6 weeks old, who formula-fed babies, and they change the energy content of the formula, and the babies actually adjust how much milk they drink to compensate for that. So there's some sort of examples like that that suggest to us that babies are actually good at balancing their energy intakes and expenditures when they're born, but sometimes we lose that ability.
So if baby is crying a lot, moving around a lot, using up a lot of energy, then they're going to eat more energy to compensate for that.
Yes, or growing a lot, and then they'll eat more or drink more, yes.
What sort of signals does a baby give to tell their parent that, hey, I'm done here?
So babies give lots of signals, so we call them cues or signals. The important signals in feeding are I'm hungry and I'm full. And they can be all sorts of things. So they can be really obvious things like, you know, a baby can just sort of hit away a bottle if she's not interested in the bottle. Or they can be more sort of subtle things like facial expressions and, you know, just sort of turning away and those kind of things. It's, some babies are better at sending signals than others.
Do the signals change as to whether the best baby is breastfed or bottle fed?
I'm not sure about that, but what we know is that all babies do give signals of hunger and satiety, but some of them are clearer or better at sending those signals than others. For some babies, what we call the clarity of cues is higher, so it's easier to know that they're hungry or full, and other babies it's actually a bit more difficult.
Your study's going to look at why babies lose those cues, is that correct?
What we're interested in is the relationship between those cues, so how clear the cues are, so from the infant, and then how the parent is able to pick up on those cues, so there's two things there, and then how that then affects the interactions between the baby and the parent, so the ways in which the baby's fed, and then whether that disrupts the satiety responsiveness, so whether the infant then is able to maintain the ability to keep, you know, balancing their intakes with their expenditures, or whether they lose that ability and start focusing on external factors to determine how much they eat.
So the infant's ability to say, I'm hungry or I'm not hungry, that's an internal factor.
The idea is that the best way to know how much to eat is to rely on your internal signal. So do I feel full or do I feel hungry? And that's the best way to balance, you know, your energy expenditure with your energy intakes. But I'm sure you would know people like I do, and probably myself, we don't always do that. And sometimes we rely on external factors like how much food is on the plate or something's there that looks really nice, rather than saying, actually, I'm not hungry and I don't want to eat.
I think Christmas lunch is probably the best example. You go for dessert afterwards, no matter how full you are.
Exactly. So hopefully the next day you would compensate for that and not eat quite as much. But I think it's true that although we're born with that, we can lose it very quickly, and that's why we're looking at infants. Yeah.
What are the external factors in infants that cause them to keep eating?
There's some evidence that says or that shows that the ways in which they're fed is important. So by that we mean whether the person feeding them, the caregiver, responds or feeds them in a way that's responsive to their cues. So whether they say, oh, the infant is telling me that she's hungry, so I'm going to feed her, or she's had enough, so I'm going to stop. Or whether the infant doesn't rely on those cues but instead relies on other factors like, I don't know, thinking that it's time for a feed, or that there's more milk left in the bottle, or, you know, other external factors that are not related to the actual infant's hunger or satiety.
The cues that you mentioned, some of them are quite subtle.
Yeah.
Are parents, do they know what to look for? Is there a book? Do they get told at the hospital?
Well, that's actually what we're interested in, because I'm not sure that there's good information out there for parents. So we're interested in looking at that to understand more about how clear the cues are from infants and how parents interpret those cues and respond to them. And our idea is that if we think that there's a gap there in terms of parents not having the sort of the necessary information to understand those cues and interpret them, we would then develop something that would help them.